once again.
Or at least morning.
You have a bad attitude.
I do.
You changed that.
Bad attitude.
You changed that.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
6:05 now on your Thursday.
Hey.
Thursday.
Past the middle.
Right there.
Yes, we made it once again.
Yep.
And yep. If anything, I should be tired.
Why?
Because I don't know what the heck was going on, but I was trying to sleep when gunshots started firing in my neighborhood.
What?
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't live too far from here. So people with guns just going outside their door and shooting. And you know, I'm half asleep. So I'm like, should I call the cops? No, that'll keep me up longer.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Wait.
You understand my need for sleep.
However, there could have been somebody like lying in the street outside and you're like, but I'm so tired.
Right. That's what I went through.
Wow.
I was like, I sat up in like a half sleep and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Apparently it's not the first time, but I didn't hear the first time.
The guns went off in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's great. You should move.
I can't.
Why?
Just bought that place.
Oh, yeah. You didn't do any research in the neighborhood? Like, how often are gunshots in this neighborhood?
No, what I thought was, hey, I like this place. It's a good first home. It's affordable. And it's really close to my work.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
It's just so weird.
I don't have kids. I didn't have to research.
My night was just as rough. You should still research. I had a really, really
thank
rough
you, sir.
Night.
Did you?
I was up so late. Actually, it was an amazing night. Now, I'm trying to help you understand.
Or you're just wanting to talk about what you want to talk about.
No, I'm trying to help you understand.
Okay.
The significance of last night.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I hear the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some serious significance.
Was it hockey?
No, was it hockey?
Was it gymnastics?
Over. No.
Was it?
What is my favorite sport in the universe?
Croquet. It's baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I'm watching the Angels-Dodgers game last night because we're playing the Dodgers right now. Which, by the way, we won 2-1.
Yeah, so happy.
Go Halos.
Yeah, Halos.
But it was like
corn.
Middle of the game, and Vin Scully, who, by the way, is the single greatest commentator of all time. He's been the Dodgers guy.
Of course, Vin Scully.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
Listen to me. First of all, he does it by himself.
Oh, dang.
And he's the only one.
Okay.
Like, no one else does that. Everybody else has 2 or 3 people because it's near impossible and it's captivating. He's like old school. You know what I mean?
What if, like, what the real problem is that nobody likes to work with him and so they all quit?
You're taking away the magic.
I'm sorry. I'm just
you're taking away the magic.
Go ahead.
So, anyways, Vin Scully, he's amazing.
Right.
And, like, the sixth inning, can't remember. I think it was like the sixth inning. He says, now, down the road, because he's got this great baseball voice, down the road, Matt Cain for the San Francisco Giants is pitching a perfect game through 6 innings. We'll keep you updated on that as da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, what? And I have the baseball package, so I, of course, immediately switched over to the San Francisco Giants game because there was no way I was going to miss the possible perfect game.
What is perfect game?
Perfect game means he's a pitcher. Perfect game means nobody got on base, period. Like, the pitcher struck out, got out, however, grounded out 27 batters in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
All nine innings, and you have to pitch it by yourself.
Okay.
Like, they can't call in another pitch. You know what I'm saying? So, the pitcher comes out, and all 9 innings, not a single person got a walk, a hit, was hit by a pitch. No one got on base.
How is this different from a no-no?
A no-hitter just means nobody got a hit. So somebody got a walk
this is better.
Or there was an error. This is a perfect
game. If this were poker.
Game. This is the ultimate. I'll tell you what. Before last night, in the history of baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 162 games a year times the 30-something teams that play, right?
Yes.
So that's how many games a day you can... I mean,
I can't do that.
Thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands of games in the history of baseball?
Yes.
21 perfect games in the entire history of baseball.
That's a lot.
It's the rarest feat in sports, I would say.
You would say?
I would say.
Okay.
It is it's super duper rare. Okay.
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 Got this.
So I turned it on like in the sixth inning, and then I thought I was going to throw up because
you were so nervous.
It was terrifying. Dude, the stadium was like on every single person on their feet, like,
even the opposing team?
Well, the opposing team, it's like, we do not want to be the team, the Houston Astros, by the way, do not want to be the team that got a perfect game against them, because that means, you know, nobody.
Right.
And so it was terrifying, because in the seventh inning, there's like a shot, boom, and it's deep and it's way back. And it's like, if this is a hit or if this is a home run or if this breaks up the perfect game, you know? And so the outfielder run, jump, and like did this crazy diving catch of awesomeness to save the perfect game. And the stadium goes crazy, of course, but like, every single time, yeah, every time he had a batter, they got a full count, meaning three balls, two strikes.
So it's wait, like, hold on, you can hit it. Someone just has to catch it.
Yeah, it has to be an out. Okay. Nobody can get on base.
Okay.
Nobody can get on base. You can't walk anybody. Okay. So every time there's a full count and somebody had three balls, it was like, oh man, if this pitch isn't in the strike zone, then he's going to walk a guy and that'll end the perfect game. Or now this guy knows he has to throw a strike to keep the perfect game going, and he's going to be swinging for something down the middle of the plate.
I bet his arm is really tired.
Yeah. He looked exhausted. High pitch count. Here, I'm gonna send it to our resident expert, Stever. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was gonna help you out a little bit.
Okay, help me out.
Because she was really close to being like the comments about Vince or about Vin.
About Vin Scully?
Oh, yeah. He didn't like that.
I didn't like that too much.
No, but
I'm just trying to point out options. There's options to why he's the best.
No, Mitch. Mitch, just listen, okay?
Okay. We've decided that we will come back with the Dodgers for next year. It's time for Dodger baseball.
We say a belated happy birthday to an icon of the Dodgers and the sports world.
Icon.
Vince Scully turned 84 years old on Tuesday. Our tribute 84. To his career was preempted
rolling
by breaking
eyes.
News last night. So you've waited 24 hours tonight. It is our
Just
pleasure
listen.
To present to you the top five
How
greatest
could you not
calls
love this voice?
By Vin yeah. Scully. Number five.
Two out. 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag.
There you
1986
go.
World Series.
I will admit, I wish he was my grandpa.
Dude, that was the 86 World Series. That was when Billy Buckner let the ball go through his... I mean, he's called
Why
some of the greatest games
okay.
in... Because it's baseball!
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, wait.
Straight away. Fastball is a high drive in the deep left
hey,
center
Karen.
Field.
Oh.
Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone!
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
All right.
Classic.
Does
All
that,
right, man.
Does that help any?
That does. It okay. does. It does. He sounds like a sweet old man.
And that's it. And that's exactly it. Last night, you know, during the games, he'll be talking and you know, hey, it's the Angels and da-da-da. So would Zoe up to play the bat and da-da-da-da-da.
You sound nothing.
Yeah,
thanks.
I was like, wow.
So this guy, our LaTroy Hawkins is his name. He's
yeah.
a pitcher for us. And he knows, thank you, Stever, by the way. He knows everything. So he's grandpa. And that's all he does is tell stories to keep you captivated. LaTroy Hawkins is pitching for us in like the eighth inning, and he's like, LaTroy Hawkins, better known as Satch, he pitches for the Angels, and I never even knew this. It's like, back when he was a kid, da-da-da-da-da-da, huge fan of Satchel Paige and wanted to da-da-da-da, and so he carried around this baseball card, and so one year people started calling him Satch in the clubhouse, and da-da-da. And so he knows every story about every baseball player of all time, and it's always very, very interesting, and
wow.
That's exactly it. He's like grandpa.
He's like grandpa.
You're just stoked to listen to old war stories. You
over
know?
And over and over
yeah.
again? Or does he come
Different
up with
stories.
New stories? See?
Different stories.
Love that.
I heard the whole Angels-Dodgers series. I didn't hear the same story twice for the same person. And he's simulcasting. This is television. This is radio. This is, I mean, it's just him.
Okay.
By himself.
Okay.
He's brilliant.
That was a great sidetrack. Now the game.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, it got into the eighth inning. And
oh,
then
no.
it was like, yeah, full counts again. He almost hit a guy. And if he had hit the guy, because his arm was just jello at this point because he'd already pitched 117 pitches going into like the seventh inning.
Can't even throw like once.
Right. The average, they usually cut him off at about 100 pitches. It's like, okay, you're done. Your arm's going to be just blah. And so it was like 117 pitches come the seventh inning. And when you're pitching like that, normally it's going to be high pitch counts, meaning, you know, balls and strikes and deeper into the counts. And dude, it was terrifying, nerve-wracking, but super duper congratulations to Matt Cain because he did it. 22nd time in the history of baseball that there was a perfect game. I got to watch it. I was pretty excited, but I was exhausted because it was, you know, West Coast baseball. They get going at like 8:30 p.m.
So
our time.
It was like 11:30, but it was by the time you're done celebrating.
Yeah, so it was absolutely incredible. But yeah, sellout crowd of 42,298 at the ballpark in San Francisco, and it was electrifying. Like the stadium, every single person was on their feet, and I loved it.
Dang.
I loved it. So that's why I was up late, which is way more important than people shooting at you. What?
I don't know.
Do you know any more details as to why, you know?
I don't. I know that dogs started going crazy and alarms went off.
Really?
Like car alarms went off and the dogs just started barking. And I just sat up and I thought, I could just go back to sleep.
Couldn't you? Oh, no. I was going to say, couldn't you just like *6-7 it? Hey, anonymous call.
This is an anonymous call. 911. No.
Anonymous call. There's shooting going on outside my place.
I thought about if I were going to call the cops, I was going to call 242 cops. Because it's not really like, I don't know that anyone is dead.
Yeah, that's true. So you shouldn't waste the night. Good on you. Look at that.
Well,
people call 911 for the stupidest things and see.
My mom made it very clear to me that I could only call 911 if I knew it was going to be an emergency. My mom, before I was born and a few years after, managed a local gas station, like 11 of them, and she got robbed like every night.
Wow.
Every weekend. I'm sorry. Every weekend. And so she's like,
you think they would do something about that?
They did.
Okay.
They just you're not allowed to walk in anymore at night. Oh. You have a little, there's like a little like window and like, I want this. And they're like, okay. And they slide it to you. It's really sketchy.
That's smarter though.
Yeah. But
does she still do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she quit when she realized that she's putting her life in danger and she just had a baby.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah. You know, there's specific things you have to say to the cops if you want them to come.
Yeah.
That's what I found out.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then if it's
you know
not
all
true,
the codes.
If it's,
niner.
Yeah. Is that what it
niner.
Is?
Niner.
What's a niner?
There's a goose in the outpost.
Oh.
No?
No.
I don't know.
That's...
What do you say to get them to come out?
You can't say that they have a gun.
Oh.
You have to say that I think I saw a gun, because if they don't have a gun, you're in trouble.
Oh.
Same
well,
with
if
any
they're
other weapon.
Shooting, I'm pretty sure you know that they have a weapon.
Yeah, but I don't know where they were. Somewhere in their neighborhood. Just go knock on everyone's door. They'll tell you.
Okay.
No.
Truth.
So,
truth.
That was my night.
Plus, it's getting closer to 4th of July, and let's be honest, come 4th of July.
Yeah, those aren't fireworks.
There's always like bullet holes near our church. And,
really?
Or maybe
at
our church.
Like southwest
Coors
side.
And Sage.
Yeah.
South of Central.
South of Central, which we're qualifies as southwest.
We're South Central. We're South
Represent.
Central.
Represent.
What? In the house, yo. So, you know, that's how we do.
I would do.
Yeah.
Southwest, yo. I'm done.
6:19 now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Stuff. Morning.
Yes.
Welcome to Static.
Yes, Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Hey, I could let you do that.
Whatever.
I just learned so much about Vin Scully.
6:31. Now, you seriously have been like researching him since we...
Since
we started talking about him. Yeah, Vin Scully, for everybody who doesn't know, he is the greatest commentator in the universe when it comes to baseball. And apparently football, I just learned.
Yeah, good stuff there.
New trivia question for me that I never knew before. Yeah, he's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's old school. And he's amazing.
He talks cool.
He does talk cool. That's why he's been the commentator, like solo style, for years and years. Actually, you can hear him here in town.
Oh.
Because they broadcast Dodger games out here, because the Isotopes are the AAA affiliate of the Dodgers.
Hey.
So we get all the Dodger games right here in Albuquerque.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So what's cool about it is he does radio and television at the same time. Do you know what I mean? It's like a simulcast. He does both by himself.
I think that you have to say things differently for radio.
You would think.
But apparently he doesn't.
No, dude. And he just keeps it going. He's incredible. I'm going to stop gushing on who I think is the greatest radio
guy. It's already 6:32 a.m.
in the universe. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yes, it is.
Next.
I want to talk about something interesting.
Okay.
I'm reading this story and... I'm just gonna talk about it because.
Okay.
I'm curious. Almost 300,000 people have paid for this $1 app that is making a breakthrough in one area of your life.
Okay.
Something you do every single day, Mitch.
Eat?
No.
Sleep.
Have you ever wondered? I don't even know how to ask you this without it getting weird.
Breathe. Drink water.
You know when you're going potty and you're sitting there and you're thinking, I wonder what I could be doing right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look no further than the iPoo app.
Oh, my.
I am being totally serious.
What does that?
Almost 300,000 people have paid for this portable device.
You have to pay for it? It's not a free app?
Nope. It's an iPoo app. And what you do is you share your experiences on the toilet with other people who are also currently on the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
The app was designed by two people from the Toronto area.
I hear Bill laughing in the background.
Yeah. It's two people from Toronto and one dude from the United States.
I feel like I invented this game in middle school.
Only one of the Toronto men is willing to go public with his name and discuss why this potty-based app has become a moneymaker for him and his partners. But, you know, people normally will like to read newspapers, magazines while, you know, hanging out and doing their biz. But now...
So this is like a thing where they're talking about their experience on the toilet?
No, they're basically like... I mean, yes and no.
Are they documenting the events that you pass or what?
You know, nowadays, you're bored and our attention spans are so... If you have to sit there for an extra minute or two, why not use this app to talk to somebody else who's also in the same predicament?
Oh, my God.
And that's what it is. It's almost like a Skype system, you know what I mean? Where if you're sitting there, you just hang out and you're rapping with people and... Other people who are, you know.
So how cold is your toilet seat?
Yeah, it's weird,
it's
right?
Warm now.
So, yeah.
Here's the thing.
He says it's a conversation starter.
I think that this is a guy thing.
but women are the ones that are always talking in the bathroom.
Yeah, because...
Truth.
Okay, we can think about things and we don't, okay, girls don't take that long, honestly.
Okay.
Husband, I don't know if I'm outing him right now, but why does it take 15 to 20 minutes every time?
Yeah, you're outing him. You're not supposed to out your husband. That's not cool.
Okay.
That's not cool, bro.
But
I plead the fifth.
And here's the thing.
Well, you get distracted. I need to fix that towel rack that's looking a little.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Because I don't take that long. And
okay.
Nor am I a husband. So right. Maybe it's just like his last resort of escape from you or something.
But that doesn't work because if it's like past 10 minutes, I'm like, hey, really?
Yeah.
Get out!
Yeah. So here's the deal. It's probably going to take a lot longer if he decides to get this iPoo app. Basically, what the app does is connects you to other people with common interests, like going potty. It's a conversation starter, they say. Check it out. They say bathroom chatter, you know, gets a conversation going with somebody else who's, you know, doing the same thing. And you also have an option to map where other goers are located.
That is disgusting.
Well, it's not going to give you... I mean, it'd be interesting to be like, oh, cool, I'm talking to some dude from Japan.
Why is that interesting?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But apparently, this stupid app has already sold almost 300,000 Copies?
I am so
Would you
sorry.
Say copies at Uh-oh. This point? I don't know. Static!
Hello? That sounds like a really cool app.
Uh-oh. Yeah?
Yep. I think I'm going to have to get it.
You would buy this app, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I used to have to go with him to the bathroom so he'd have somebody to talk to. So
I know. Basically, I realized
I was his real life app.
As the ex-receptionist, I saw that.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, it's because I had separation issues.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you can get this app and you don't have to worry about anything because it's taken care of.
Take yourself to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It is a little bizarre.
Yeah.
It's
maybe.
Nice, it's nice to have a buddy when you're doing things, though.
Huh?
Nice to have a friend.
Yeah.
A friend with that, you know, set up.
See, that's why girls just talk.
You've got a friend in Steve. Or this app, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, it would be, I think it's fine if people are that desperate to have a conversation with somebody. You know, I think if there's a video option, that's really wrong.
That would be, that's where I would draw the line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I think a video option would open the line for so many strange people.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point where, yeah. No, I don't know.
No FaceTime there.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
And you know,
out.
To be honest with you, how do you even start that conversation? Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I think that's the point of the app is that it connects you to other people so you don't have to start the conversation that way because everybody who's on the app already knows what you're doing, you know?
So that's how you start the conversation. Hey, I know what you're doing.
yeah, exactly. Oh. All right,
well,
buddy.
Hey, have fun with that conversation.
I feel like it's about to end.
The iPoo app. Yeah, almost 300,000 people have actually already purchased this portable device app to share their experiences on the toilet with others who are also doing the same thing, connecting people.
I am so sad.
It's as easy as 1, 2.
Get it? two.
Oh. It's easy as 1, 2.
Yep, that's it. So the question is, would anyone ever actually use this app? Would you ever? Well, I'm not going to ask you.
If this was free, I would use it.
Really?
I would.
Okay.
Because
I can't say that if this wasn't free that I wouldn't download it and see what it was about.
Right.
But I feel weird. I don't like taking my phone even into the bathroom for number
one.
Well,
that's and you know what? That's a really, really good point, actually. I have to like applaud you for that one because I'm not... I can't do that either. My wife has gone through like six iPhones. Yes, I have. She has gone through like six iPhones. In fact, just this last week, she was talking on it, and I don't even know what happened, but somehow she was drinking coffee, and the top half of her phone ended up falling into her coffee, and she had to stick it in a bowl of rice and try and let it like soak up all of the... Yeah. It's
okay.
Working still.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's a little trick for you, by the way. I know all of them because my wife has gone through 7 iPhones. So...
I thought it was 6 a second ago.
Yeah. She's on...
She just went through another one.
Just like that. That's how many times she... It's...
Well...
It's awful.
I dropped my phone in the ditch. Do you think rice would fix that?
Ooh, no. Is it shattered?
I don't know. It's still in the ditch.
It doesn't... Oh, yeah. Probably not. If you're just joining us, three gentlemen from, two from Toronto, one from the United States, developed a new app, and only one of the three is willing to go in public with his name and discuss why this app has become a moneymaker for him and his partners. Basically, he's saying, hey, look, people get bored. People want to talk. They want to connect. And this is a way that you can connect with someone else. Going potty is basically the way it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm interested in
the iPoo app.
To know who would download this
app.
Yeah,
exactly. Would you download it? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's so odd.
It's very odd.
But, I mean, it's already sold almost 300,000 copies of this app. Has that many downloads. And so, obviously, it's interesting to some people. So, I'm just curious what kind of people it's attracting.
I wonder, like, if it gives you, like, okay, you should be going now. Like, if it keeps, like, a schedule for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it does more than just connect you.
Oh, you're like, hey, keep it regular. Yeah.
It's like that.
Drink coffee.
It's like that sleep app
regular.
That you have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We sense a lot of movement this time.
Oh, yeah.
It could work because the phone's always in, like, the butt pocket, too.
Oh, man.
Oh,
they give you like a 10-minute warning.
I feel like I should have just kept hitting the rim shot over and over and over. Got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we'll be talking a little bit more about this interesting app and whether or not, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could download it.
I have to look it up.
Or if I do, I don't know that I would test it, but not when I was... You know what I mean?
What are you doing? Not what you're doing.
I don't know, man. The iPoo app. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Steve-O and Mitch. We'll be right back.
Fail.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming the microphone.
I know. It's every morning.
You were ready to do like an amazing moment.
I was.
You had great words to say.
It's over now.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
6:55 a.m.
Hello. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about the iPoo app. Yes. I'm serious. You just looked it up.
I am serious.
You just looked it up on the App Store. It's $1, which sucks.
I'm not going to pay 99 cents for that.
Yeah, but almost 300,000 people have already for this portable device, iPoo app, that basically allows you to share your experience on the can.
I feel like these were all impulse buys.
Oh, of course.
Like, not like, oh, I really would like this.
This would be a great way to connect with other people who have the same bowel problems that I have.
Problems? Everyone does it. Did you read that book?
This is true. Actually, apparently everyone does it at the same time during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I did not know this.
That's like
a little factoid of trivia.
I thought that was widely known. But yeah, it's like when the most toilets are flushed. That's when we're wasting the most water.
Halftime during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I had no idea.
It's crazy.
That's pretty amazing.
I can't give you a number because it's that big of a number.
I thought it was just number 2.
No, it's a little bit bigger.
So anyways, according to this this app, they say popular Western culture suggests many people like to read newspapers and magazines while doing their daily business. And this suggested that, hey, maybe people would like to share ideas. And so that's when some of the best ideas come up. And so he says, imagine that you're on the can and you could think about all the things that maybe you'd want to do. He says, I'm not ashamed of it whatsoever. It's a conversation starter. This, of course, Amit Khanna, a 30-year-old Toronto man who was one of the three who invented this app. But he says that these bathroom chatters also have an option to map where other goers are located.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a virtual stall, basically, right? You can write on virtual stalls if and you can tag what stall you're in across the country.
I never did that in a real bathroom.
I never did
that in a real bathroom. I never had, like, a Sharpie on me while I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. They also have, looking up this app, they also have an image stream.
Dude. Yeah, that to me is...
Too far.
Image stream, huh?
Stream.
No pun intended.
I think they did that on purpose.
Anyone? Hello? I totally missed it. It's too late. So the app is sold through iTunes, which takes 30% of the... I never knew this. iTunes takes 30% cut of the proceeds, but still, 300,000 people have bought it.
He made some money.
Yeah, he's still been able to invest in real estate. And one of the silent partners, actually, that helped finance his way through Harvard Business School. iPoo.
Yeah. Really?
Through Harvard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently someone is smarter than us.
Yeah.
So
they have a leaderboard on here, and I don't know what you have to do to be a leader.
I'm assuming that it's like tracking how often, and maybe it's like, hey, you're regular. Good job.
You're the most regular of them all.
Yeah, dude, that's just, odd to me. I promise we're going to move on.
Yeah, this is so weird.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't know. And obviously no one, we posted on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. No one's willing to even touch it. Like, I don't need, no. Would you use that?
Well, no.
And if I would, I'm definitely not going to tell you about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really awkward thing. I didn't expect anyone to comment on this because it's about that.
See, after just seeing it in the App Store was enough for me. Like, yeah, no,
I'm good.
Cool. I just wanted to see what it looked like, and now I did for free, and so I don't really care to actually purchase said app. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, gross.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got the temper trap for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Fail.
I'm so angry.
Fail.
I'm so angry.
Yeah,
I'm about to go to a different room.
So, mystaticradio.com is where you go. You see this huge donate button.
Yes.
Click on that.
Please do. I need a new microphone.
You do? That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Because it's not anything that we can do about it besides get a new microphone.
Yeah.
And we need your help listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had the Static 500, and that was
that
amazing.
Was amazing. So good.
Well, we made almost $40,000.
Yes.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
Of course, in the grand scheme of that, that's less than 5% of the cost of the station being run per year.
I was going to say, it's like 1/20th of what we actually need.
Yeah. Less than 5%. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a nickel and it's $20.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, anyways.
Yeah.
We're moving on from the iPad. Did anybody even ever comment on our app?
Oh, I didn't check. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I don't care.
I am so sorry. Not doing
just
my
curious.
Job.
Just curious. I didn't think anybody would because,
anybody
to be completely honest, how many people really want to admit?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just kidding. Just kidding.
Hold on.
7 comments.
Sorry.
Looks like we're going to have to, if you're just joining us, almost 300,000 other people have purchased this portable device, iPoo app, to share their experience.
Yes. Gary says the entire idea of this app stinks.
Get it? I see what they did there. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, but what else we got on Facebook? Anything?
Yeah. Whoops. Jed says, get this. Then when talking to the other person, you're talking to, just say, dude, you should smell this.
Oh, man.
Sick. Yeah. JD says, I would really think about it, but I have two problems with it. One, bathroom is my time.
Okay.
With two crazy boys and one on the way, I value my alone time.
I feel that. Yes.
Exactly that.
Absolutely.
Two is, what if the other person is just saying they're in the same situation but really isn't?
See?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I thought immediately.
Yeah. Can you say creepers? On
yes.
a side note, I'm really glad that smell-o-vision has yet to be invented.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That's what I thought of immediately. Was like, hey, man. Totally do it. Amusing that you play. Oh.
Thieves? Funny. Uh-huh. Amusing you'd play Temper Trap after talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. moving on. Can we move on?
We are moving on. Thank you for your comments. Thank you that you had enough boldness to comment.
Yeah.
It.
I want to talk about something. Okay. You know, a Pennsylvania woman apparently wounded by a bullet at a Lowe's recently.
Oh.
Yeah. Shot in the leg at Lowe's.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Like, what kind of Lowe's was that? Until you realize the unidentified shopper at Lowe's was shot in the leg by a bullet that she had in her purse.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. She wasn't even carrying a firearm is the best part. Yeah.
Why? Do you have a bullet?
Exactly.
Just to throw at people?
Montoursville Deputy Police Chief Jason Bentley told the paper something must have hit the primer of one of the bullets because the 56-year-old woman was hanging out shopping in Lowe's when all of a sudden, bang! Shot in the leg.
Did it really sound like that?
I don't know. It was... Yeah, that's a gun. That's a gun. She was treated for injuries at a hospital and discharged, but the consumerist notes that stories about people shooting themselves are old hat. Apparently people blast themselves,
I don't think that's regularly. Called a bullet. I think that's called a grenade.
This is a new twist, though. Yeah, this is... There wasn't even a gun in her purse. This was just a bullet, and out of nowhere, it just, I don't know.
Random explosions?
Yeah, it exploded in her purse, basically,
it's a conspiracy.
Yes. What kind of conspiracy is that?
Bullet conspiracy? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't figured that one out yet. It's figured out it was a conspiracy.
So the big question is, she didn't even have a gun in her purse. What was she doing carrying bullets around?
Right? Like, what did she usually... Pack? I don't know.
Right. Did she usually pack? Is that like Moriarty? Is she packing, yo? is that? Yeah, I don't know. Static.
What up, Shiloh, in the morning?
Hello.
What up, old boy from Cruises?
Good, I got the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, she has names on each of the bullets of all the people who pissed her off in the past.
Oh, man.
Right?
And she just carries them around as reminders of one day.
Wow. Except now one just shot her in the leg, so is she doubly mad at the person whose name is on the bullet or herself? Does she have to write
it? Yeah, it's probably her name. Exactly.
Yeah, she has to write a bullet with her own name on it?
I hate my life.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, later.
I don't get it. So that begs the question. Okay, you carry a purse, right?
Yes, I can assume. Yes, I do.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing in your purse? Like, do you have anything in there that you're like, why do I have this in my purse?
Yeah, there's something weird.
Okay, I want to see.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to see.
You're
I just want to
really
know.
I don't really understand.
Okay.
It is.
I have no idea what that is.
A cuticle moisturizing pen.
Oh, that's not weird.
I thought it was weird.
Chicks have all kinds of weird stuff like that.
No.
I assumed it was like a thing for your eye or makeup or...
No, that's not weird.
And you're like, no, I have that. That's also in here as well.
Lipstick that I never wear.
Okay.
Oh, I have
that's good.
So many receipts. A book that I've never written in, like a journal.
Okay.
I have a check from like 2 weeks ago. I have direct deposit though, so...
Oh,
it's
yeah. No. None of these things are weird.
More makeup. See, I don't know.
A lady had bullets in her purse, Mitch.
I don't have...
That's weird.
Okay.
Shot herself in the leg with her own bullet, Mitch.
I have an... For some reason, when you purchase an animal...
Yeah.
They set you up for this thing. It's called Home Again. I don't know. It's like free for the first year.
Uh-huh.
Independent. Real. This is Static Radio.
There is actually something going on today. Oh.
There's a
like
red dot.
There's a red dot, and that's never good. So as soon as I get to it, what the heck?
You can do it, Mitch.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. I believe in you.
I think Indian School is closed on tramway both ways right now. There is something going on. There's police activity. That's what I remember reading.
Okay.
So, oh my gosh. Otherwise, this is construction.
You can do it, Mitch.
Everywhere else.
I believe in you, Mitch.
No. You don't believe in me.
I do.
Don't believe in me right now.
That's the only reason your mic's still up, because you're babbling about nothing.
See, I don't understand what to do now. I had to refresh the page because it's not working.
It's not working.
Just remember that. If you're Indian School,
we don't have a helicopter.
Both ways, it's closed. Don't go there.
We don't get to... Traffic.
Red dot is gone, so maybe it's working, but it's weird. It's over. There's construction everywhere you go.
Worst traffic report in history.
No, that was yesterday.
No.
Literally, okay, so let me go ahead and do construction median work on I-25 between Jefferson and Osuna. So that's been there for a while. Don't forget that. Double right lane closure, Academy Road East at Eubank, as well as Montgomery in Wyoming. There's one lane open at that point. Landscaping and irrigation, just in case you're wondering. Manal Boulevard between Wyoming and Eubank. And road construction. Right lane closed, Eubank at Central.
Dude.
I-40.
There it is.
Thank you.
And that's your look at traffic?
That's the look at traffic.
Sweet. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Hey, if you'd like to sponsor traffic, 344-9146. The phone number. Ask for Darren. And just another way that a local business could...
Sponsor traffic.
Jump on board with Static Radio. Just saying. Speaking of SOPO.
Mm.
Gotta make the call. It's about that time.
Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Going. Cool.
You know.
Cool.
It's like, well, I mean, we say that every morning.
Yes.
It is going.
It is.
So, anything new that's going on?
Construction.
There's lots of construction.
Construction in Albuquerque.
I know.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm just like, oh, I'll take this alternative. Just kidding. I'll take it. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, we literally should all have helicopters.
I like that. Except if we all had helicopters, then there would be a lot of people in the air instead of on the ground, and then there'd be just as much air traffic as there is
if there
road
was just
traffic.
One big helicopter, and then we could just parachute out of it as it flies
that's
by.
True.
Brilliant.
I like that.
That's great.
I like that.
Deficit.
So.
It's like a subway in the air.
But it's a lot. That's really cost effective.
It's like, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
That'll up the
except
death
I don't
rate.
Know that you can really parachute into an exact location, can
no.
you? Like,
no.
With the wind, the wind's going to kind of carry you.
I don't know
and,
if you can't. I
yeah.
can.
I'm just still trying to get over, like, okay, everybody can have a helicopter. Oh, and then we'll all jump out of helicopters.
Right. Exactly.
I can
exactly.
see a problem right there.
Yeah.
But
can I get a Captain Americano, please?
Yes, sir, please.
And Mitch wants an iced mocha soy,
yes,
because she's
you.
Lactose intolerant. And yesterday was in the bathroom like half the day because whoever made her drink forgot the soy.
Soy.
I'm just saying.
Soy, white chocolate mocha, please.
Yeah.
White chocolate mocha, soy.
Yes, please. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And William?
I have a grilled bacon burrito.
So it's
so a Stever.
Is that a Stever?
That's
yeah.
a Stever.
I never knew that.
That's a Stever.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
So there it is.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Okay, we'll
thank
see
you.
All right. Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Sometimes you wanna yep.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're providing our morning
yeah.
of awesomeness.
You're obviously in need right now.
I'm going to be even better in 5 minutes. My mouth hurts. I turned down the wrong thing. Turned down the phone.
I'm gonna follow your iPoo account after breakfast.
Yeah, see, I'm not gonna get one. I've decided I can't get this app, dude. In fact, I don't think anybody on Facebook actually said they would get said app. It was more of a.
I think if it was free, there would be a lot more.
I believe so. Yeah.
Explorers.
Because we could download it and then just delete it.
Dude.
That's pretty much what I do anyway in the bathroom is look for random game apps to kill time with.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. What bums me out, Jason's right, man. We were talking earlier about this portable device iPoo app that sold almost 300,000 downloads already for this app. And man, that's some cash right there. And so you got to realize, as dumb as it sounds, we're all wishing we had actually came up with that idea.
Sarah says, isn't that what posted from mobile implies? Right? So let me go ahead and talk about everyone right now. Gary, Jed, Bill, Amanda, let's see.
That's hilarious.
TJ,
yeah.
You and Jason and Nate, you are all in the bathroom right now, and
which
we know
is hilarious
it, so.
Because that's what Sarah's is posting from as well.
Oh yeah, Sarah.
So
whoop, there you go.
Just so you know,
thanks,
just
Sarah.
So you know,
now we know.
Yeah, yeah. Truth. But yeah, I think we're all kind of wishing we had come up with the idea.
But, maybe I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I came up with the idea. I just didn't patent it in time.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You are listening to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Billiam with us.
Here he is.
Yeah.
And there he goes.
And there you go. And now it's Thrice. Song's called Anthology. Good morning.
Topics for you.
No kidding, man. 7:36 now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That's us.
That's us.
Yeah. So we were talking about this app this morning called the iPoo app, which is this portable device app that people have been using, apparently. Almost 300,000 downloads already of this app that isn't free. So people are actually willing to pay for this thing, apparently.
Yeah.
And it's for conversation starters when you're, you know, doing your biz.
Busy.
Yeah. And so we were giggling about that. And, you know, for men, it's like, well, that's only half the time for men. Unless you live in Sweden. I should have done like the dun 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 dun, but I didn't.
But what? Is it really just in Sweden or is it everywhere?
Well, here's the deal. Normally, you know, Swedish politics, really? Like, okay. But this is something we have to talk about. A political party in Sörmland County, Sweden, called the Left Party, is pushing a new law. Okay?
Okay.
They're trying to push a new law that would require men to sit down to go potty.
Number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've made it clear. They say, first the county council bathrooms, then beyond. The ultimate goal is to legally require men to sit down to pee across the entire country.
How do they monitor this?
That is the first thing I thought about. I have no idea. Are laws just getting ridiculous? Like, we've run out of things to try and, like,
swear
ban
words.
Or do... Yeah, yesterday we were talking about Massachusetts. They're trying to
impose a
$20 fine for public profanity. And now this one, their message is that sit-down pottying is more hygienic and, quote, reduces the risk of bathroom users having to negotiate their way around puddles en route to the toilet.
Aww.
Ladies, you don't have that problem.
No.
Yeah, dudes, I roll my jeans up before I'll go in a public bathroom. I
really
have to, like, stand on tiptoes. I look like I'm in ballet.
That is disgusting.
Dude. This last weekend I went to the baseball games, you know, at Coors Field in Denver, and yes, dude, it was disgusting.
So what you're telling me is that if this law is put into place, men will be more relieved.
Did you really just come up with that? That was outstanding. High five!
Yes!
Yeah, you get the yes. Nicely done. Yeah, they also say that sitting while peeing has medical benefits. Huh?
Yes, it's true.
It reduces prostate problems. I've never heard that before.
I actually have.
The motion to create this law hasn't been scheduled for a vote yet, but the Left Party, they're known as a pro-socialist and feminist political party. Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, they are trying to push a new law that would require men to sit down to go pee.
It is better for you. That's why, like in Africa, I know this because
yeah,
one of my friends, Katie Lynn, mm-hmm. she went to Africa and she told me about all of the things that they had to do. Like, there weren't toilets. You had to, like, squat, like, really squat. And, like, well, it's easier for guys to stand. Squatting is healthier for you. And she told me all the health benefits. She is a nurse.
That is so weird.
Yeah, so this might be good for people in Sweden.
And possibly the world, because they would like to push this message out to the world.
That'd be good.
And they're doing it because they're getting it out to Static Radio, and we're in turn, you know, pushing it out to everybody. But
I have a feeling that this isn't just a Sweden thing. Like, I have a feeling that most people already sit down and they just don't admit it.
Yeah, see,
most guys already sit down.
I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there. Because you're probably right, to be completely honest. Is it laziness or is it cleanliness? Because, I mean, there's some cleanly issues there as well. They said you're not navigating through a puddle of doom. I have boys.
That is disgusting. All
right? I have boys, and we have to... there's, like, rules that, okay, one at a time in the bathroom, because it used to be, like, swords.
How is there two people?
Sword fighting. Because you're trying, you know, don't cross the street. And then you sword fight, and they're, like, painting the shower curtain, and it's frustrating, and it's awful. It's what boys do, all right? Am I breaking the rules by telling these stories?
That is so funny.
It's the truth, man. So I'm like, were you trying to, like, write your name out on the shower curtain, or what is happening here?
So what you're telling me is that when I have kids, and if they're boys, don't get a cloth shower curtain.
Do not. Absolutely not. I will tell you that right now. All right, you know what? We got to go to the resident expert who has, you know, 19 boys. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
So, Vin Scully.
Okay.
Oh, backtracking. That was it. I think that means it's time to change the subject.
I was drinking coffee thinking he was going to say something of importance. Oh, static.
Hey, if you're standing up while you're peeing, how easy is it to use the iPoo app? I mean, it can't be that easy.
It can't.
Easy.
Who's
not pooing,
and
peeing.
Then you would possibly drop your phone in the toilet. They're not thinking. They're not thinking clearly.
That is not healthy.
So yeah, it's not. You're
so
right.
So here's what has to happen. You have to sit down so you pee and then also feel the...
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Stop talking. Hey, look, it's Waverly. This has been the oddest hour of my life.
Woo!
Waverly, part number one. Static. Welcome to Static Radio.
Yes, we are still here on air.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank
Just
you.
Got some pens.
Thanks.
Yep, it is Thursday. We are one day away from Friday.
Very good.
I'm excited.
Very good.
I'm quite excited. 505-338-3700, the phone number to this year's show.
This year's shoe.
If you'd like to call in and talk about anything. Actually, we're going to talk about something... near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Having a baby.
Yes.
Oh. Not me. My wife.
Wait, you're not having a baby?
I'm not having a baby.
Oh,
no.
I'm so confused because you're getting a little...
I was, yeah.
Getting a little...
Oh, thanks. Because yesterday Matt said I look skinny. I look thin.
It's your hair or the lack of
I look
hair.
Sickly?
No,
thanks.
that's what he was taught. Hair thanks. Really does make you look different, but... It doesn't look bad.
I thought I was like gaining
you.
Weight and like looking.
You are. I think you are.
Stuff. So, anyways.
Anyway,
having a baby boy, and this whole time I was like really, really thinking we're gonna have a girl. It's gonna be awesome, and I've got 17 names for girls, and zero boy names. I've got none.
Oh, good.
None boy names, and. Yeah. So I decided to do a little research.
Okay.
And have you heard of Groupon?
Yes,
I know Groupon.
I get those emails.
Okay. Did you get the email this week about the baby names?
No.
Okay. Check this out.
I did not.
The deal of the day site Groupon, it's offering probably the most unusual purchase opportunity that is sure to generate attention and controversy. For $1,000, Groupon will name your baby.
Oh. Wait, so they will give you $1,000.
That's exactly what I thought when I read it the first time, too. No.
So
they are charging.
That's dumb. They're going to give you a dumb name.
Here's what it is. All too often, the importance of a child's name takes a backseat to others' needs, such as food, shelter, and clothing. Groupon, the world's foremost authority in baby naming, has stepped up to address this issue.
Who gave them that title?
This is, exactly. This is on their website. Upon your child's birth, Groupon will relieve you of the burden of naming your baby by bestowing a specially selected custom first name upon your infant son or daughter. Purchasers will email Groupon with their voucher number and will email you back with a name of your child based on the name's aesthetic value and for how it might look emblazoned on a trophy one day.
Okay, so you're going to have Louis Vuitton Jeter. That's
no, what you're because gonna that's have. Not original. They want original names. They say, don't settle for non-Groupon approved names such as Kevin or Bridget. Let us gift your sweet
name.
Child with a moniker for the ages. Basically, just to be clear, the site is offering you a baby name for $1,000.
What if you hate it?
I don't know.
Can
because
I get my money back?
The first name that was put out there, because let me just tell you right now, someone's actually already purchased this.
One person?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They gave an example name.
Uh-huh.
Like this. Imagine your child comes out and getting to name him Clembo. Clembough. Clembo.
That sounds like
a little Clem Jeter.
That sounds like a doctor procedure.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
So they're charging you $1,000 for this so-called service. In the offer's fine print, they say no substitutes or modifications, spelling non-negotiable. In other words, you'll be paying the company $1,000 for a name that you've never heard.
Oh gosh. How do we know this though? Because in every other country there are different names.
Yeah, yeah. The Chicago Sun-Times actually wrote that a Groupon spokesperson confirmed that the offer is in fact legitimate, and according to the Groupon site, at least one person has actually paid for the service already. Though Groupon is not revealing the purchaser's identity, they say that they think the offer is a PR stunt. Business Insider.
Is that a girl or a boy name?
What, Clembo?
Yeah.
I don't know. Clembo. Hey, man. It sounds like...
Hey, Clemmy. Clemmy.
Little Clembo. Hey, little Clembo over there, man. Hey, could you go... Yeah, go get your little sister. Yeah, Geronima.
Look, Clembo's wearing a bow.
Because it's a girl.
Geronima.
Because yep, you can't be Geronimo.
Ma. Or they pay for another... Like, Acliac.
Acliac. I like that.
We should
start a baby service. You and I.
We could do this.
Geronima, Acliac. I mean, we've got some original names. I do need help.
Yeah.
We've got a boy coming in November, and I need a baby name.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I don't think I'm going to take to Groupon and, for $1,000 here, get this baby name. But yeah, most people are believing that it's a PR stunt in conjunction with Father's Day coming up. But well, would you do it? Would you pay somebody $1,000 to name your baby?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I would not.
Static.
Hey, now don't be making fun of us Southerners.
Hey, I was born in Lubbock, Texas, so
that's
I
not
get
south.
To. That's
Texas ain't the South.
It's West Texas.
Texas ain't the South. Texas. See, she said it herself.
It's pretty South as far as it goes for the states. It's in like the southern. Southern
but I have
region.
To admit, the name Clembo sounds extremely country southern.
It really does, awful, right?
That is an awful name for
yeah,
some.
Yeah.
Be something you name your lizard or something.
Thanks for
obviously
the call.
Obviously, the person that did that had money and they didn't know what to do with it.
Exactly.
They know what to do with
it. Yep. And now they have an original baby name for their kid who's going to get beat up a lot.
That's right.
Very true.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You. All right.
Hey, Mom, I met this new kid at school today. He has the same name as our dog.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I'm concerned if being like a Groupon, like, do they offer a discount for twins or something?
Ooh. They say that the Business Insider says it's certainly possible that Groupon is both having a bit of fun and entirely willing to honor the terms of its deal. In the offer's discussion forum, a Groupon representative chimed in to address skeptical readers, writing, "This is the most serious deal that Groupon has ever seriously run in its serious history."
Seriously.
Seriously, you guys.
Man,
so, yeah.
Man Bird Pig is real.
Man Bird Pig is real.
Half bear.
So, yeah, Groupon offering to name your baby for the low price of $1,000. Yeah. When I read it, I was like, dude, they're going to give you $1,000. They can name my kid for $1,000.
Yeah, and then you just wouldn't use
it.
Oh,
wait. I have to give them $1,000 for them to give me a ridiculous baby name? That's stupid.
See, I was contemplating if that happened, I would have a baby first.
Yeah.
And then I would let them name it, and then I'd just change it afterwards.
Yep. Good morning.
What? Where?
Who? Clembo. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
That's us. Groupon.
Thank you, Groupon.
Deal of the Day site, if you've never heard of them. They are offering a deal of a lifetime right now. At least
really?
According to them.
Really? A lifetime?
Yeah, of a lifetime, because you're stuck with it for a lifetime. Groupon right now is wanting to name your baby. In fact, it's only going to cost you, that's right, I said cost you $1,000 to do it, huh?
Yeah, totally. A deal.
What a bargain. Except not.
At all.
That's awful. So basically what's going on right now is Groupon has set up a deal for $1,000. They will name your baby. They say, hey, it's pressure. It's tough. It sometimes gets overlooked. So let us name your baby.
There's no pressure because they don't care if it sucks. They got $1,000.
Yeah, dude, that's a good point, because they said this is what they say in their quote unquote advertisement. They say a child named by Groupon will grow tall and proud, and he or she will be a beacon of hope in a world that is in such desperate need of one. Don't settle for non-Groupon approved names. So here's the question is, could you sue if your baby grew up to like work
they
at...
They promised.
You know, I'm not going to say where, because then the people that work there listening are going to be like, oh.
A radio station.
Station. If they grew up to be me. So, yeah.
I feel like that's like promising the Antichrist right there.
Yeah.
They will grow name, to be great.
Yeah, the first name they say here is Clembo, C-L-E-M-B-O-U-G-H, Clembo. And, yeah, man. Now, to be clear, the site is not offering you a grand to name your baby Clembo. It's charging you a grand for the so-called service because they feel like, hey, we're giving you guys a service. Heck, me and Mitch will do it for $500.
Yeah.
We really will.
Real.
We'll come up with way better names.
I have some good ones already. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. stuff that I would name at least my dog.
Taquanda.
Taquanda?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's...
Just saying.
Taquanda.
She's going to be a princess.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
The way Disney movies. That Disney
That's
movie.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I agree.
Yep.
I agree. I also think that if you're out of names, out of normal names that you think are okay, you can always go to Old Testament Bible. There's Methuselah. There's Jehoshaphat.
Yep.
There's a few names in there,
dude,
that aren't taken.
I wanted to roll with Ezra.
You can't.
Why?
It's mine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you can have it because my wife says heck no.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Ezra Samuel. That was the name.
Close
that's
for
good
us.
Name, bro.
I won't mention the middle name we have planned. I'm not pregnant. Whoa.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no, you're not. And you better not be for a long time. I need a co-host, bro.
Well, the thing is,
I'm selfish.
If I was.
Uh-huh. If you were to be.
I'd still be here in November when you are not here.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to be holding auditions for a new co-host while I'm gone on paternity leave, because I feel like in order to be, I want to be there for my wife for at least 6 months.
Oh,
I just,
God.
Have I not mentioned that to you yet?
Cry.
Have I? I'm just kidding.
I'm going to cry.
Those are the crucial months of, you know, when the baby's asleep or crying. Or sleep.
Or just...
Yeah.
Or
no.
They...
I gotta be honest. I don't get it. I'm worthless in the beginning. Because here's what the baby wants.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sleep.
Mom.
Mom. Sleep.
And mom.
Mom. Sleep, mom. Sleep. Sleep, mom. Sleep. And that's it. And I'm like, I'm cool too. And it's like... and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't have what you need. I don't.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
It's, yeah.
I actually recently babysat, and they're like, she doesn't take the bottle. And like, I guess they had just dropped like a good amount of money on bottles because dad wanted to feed the baby.
Yeah.
And he was like, I kind of feel like, you know,
yeah.
sad. That
the connection.
And
the...
she would not like, not even uh-uh. for me, she would like make this adorable face of like, oh, what are you doing to me? What are you doing? Stop. And
yeah.
so she wouldn't take it. She'd
yeah.
rather starve.
So that's
take
it.
The bottle.
So that's why for me, it's like, no, I'm going to be here because baby
hey,
doesn't.
Baby.
Yeah. Mom, you okay? See, the problem was when the first baby, see, you're learning. I could already teach you. Go to sleep. When baby's asleep, you sleep. Okay. Baby's awake. Oh, good baby. Okay. Baby's asleep. Sleep.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I haven't had children yet, because God knows that I cannot wake up.
No, you can't.
Like my 5-hour naps.
Maternal instinct.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Actually,
supposed to kick in.
Yeah, it does. I took care of my nephews for a long time, and it was a thing where I'd wake up every 40 minutes for them.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah, anyway.
A little off subject. Yeah,
yeah,
Groupon right now offering to name your baby for a cool G. Basically, for $1,000, they will give your child an original name.
So far, people on Facebook aren't having it. They're like, isn't it fun to name your own child?
Yeah.
Like, who thinks that that's a burden?
Yeah, exactly. I like what Daniel said.
Daniel said, it isn't a privilege to name your own child. Why would you pay someone to have that privilege taken away? Whose quote-unquote bright idea was this?
Groupon.
Thanks, Groupon.
Yeah.
And Logan liked it.
Yeah, there and Jacqueline, yeah, no way, because I like naming my own kids, and who knows what stupid name someone else would come up with. That's like, the other thing.
Like Clembo?
Now, if your name's Clembo and you're listening.
So sorry.
So sorry.
Just the bow part. It throws me off. B-O-U-G-H.
What is the other Clem names? Because Clem is a normal name.
Clement. Yeah.
Because Clem is a name, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I guess. I think it is. But
so Clembo. Almost they're just kind of putting together random names and words.
Doghouse. That's your child's name. Doghouse.
Doghouse.
That's a compound word.
Yeah. No, that's what you're going to be in if you actually pay a grand to yeah. Groupon to pay
right?
your baby
yes.
name.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's no way. And there's no way Mama would go for that.
No.
In my opinion, somebody's actually already paid for the service.
I'd be angry if my husband forked out a G to get the dumbest name.
I got a great idea. Yeah. This is it. Now we don't have to worry about it, honey.
Surprise!
And it's only a grand. It's only going to cost us $1,000. We don't even have to name our own baby.
Okay, oh. Well, I will be having an at-home birth because I can't afford the hospital bill.
Dude.
Yeah,
truth. True story.
Well, as you pay $1,000 for... Yes.
Yeah.
They said it earlier, someone who paid for this definitely had money to blow.
Yeah, exactly. They just,
Yeah.
But what's sad is that's you almost have a disconnect to your child because I highly doubt you're thinking, my child's special. I'm going to pay somebody else to name it.
Yeah. You're going to be great warrior.
Yeah. Good job, you.
Yeah. No, bad
Groupon
job,
Groupon guy. Yeah. One person. So at least so far, only one person's done it. I don't know.
Thankfully.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700. Static Radio. Welcome to the show.
Oh, this song makes me feel so happy.
Huh? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That's who we are. That's us.
You can't take that away from us.
You will never be able to take that, and we named ourselves.
That's right.
Darn it. Yeah, Groupon, if you missed out, we're talking about Groupon naming your baby for you.
Mitch wasn't even my name when I started.
Ah?
And I just, you know.
So see, that gives me hope.
There's hope.
Because then you can always rename your kid later. It's like my kiddo Duke, or Luke. His name's Luke.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I straight up asked him about a year ago, hey, bro. Would it be weird if I legally changed your name to Duke? Like, what do you like better?
Duke or Luke?
And he likes Duke. That's what I call him. His name's Duke.
Well,
to
if
me.
You let your children change their names, Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. And so, but here was the genius of the 5-year-old. I'm like, bro, what do you like better? Do you like Luke or Duke? And he's like, I like Duke. I like when you call me Duke. And I said, okay, cool. Well, do you want to change your name to Duke? And he said, no, my name's Luke. I said, okay, cool, but call me Duke. I was like, right on.
That's like, that's so funny. This is not really related, but my sister was trying to get me into a movie for cheaper. And she's like, today, you're 4. I'm like, I'm 7. She's like, no, you're 4. I was like, I'm 7.
Why so drastic? Really? It was like 4 and under got in?
Yeah, there was a wow. number. There was an age.
So, that's, yeah.
I was angry because I was 7. I worked hard to get to 7.
Yeah, nicely done. You could have saved your sister like $3.
Oh, bro. I think I did. I think I just zoned out at that time.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So,
welcome to Static Radio. We're talking about Groupon trying to name your baby. They want to charge you $1,000 for it. And people are actually doing this, or at least one guy on Groupon.
I don't
has
understand.
Purchased it. None of our listeners, pretty much more people here are smarter. So thank you for being smarter. You rule. Good job.
Yeah, good job, you.
So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on the conversation. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a few comments.
Oh my gosh, there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Kiki, no.
No, just no.
Just no.
Yeah.
D says, if I had money to throw around like I do, joke. No, I wouldn't.
I would almost, if I was ridiculously rich, just see the name. Just to see.
And the thing is,
because it doesn't mean you have to. Do you have to name it?
No.
Is there a clause that says,
you gave them $1,000.
You gave them $1,000. Give me some weird freaky name.
Yeah.
What happened? Well, I mean, who knows?
It's a great animal.
Maybe you love it.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
So far, not so much. Klembo.
Klembo.
Crystal says, first off, we're expecting two. And really, who has $1,000 to gamble on a name?
Yeah, no, dude, for real. Especially when you're thinking about, okay, got a crib. Okay, we got to get this and the stroller and the baby seat. And we need this. We got to paint the room now. We're bling, bling, ching, 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 ching. That's all I keep hearing.
Exactly.
Every day is more money like flying out the window as I'm like, this was the most expensive idea in the world. Why are we doing this?
Oh, I don't know.
It's the worst, but the best.
It is the best.
But
Katrina says, hey, Steve-o, name your baby boy Boaz. But I like
that was
too.
Our next door neighbor's dog, actually.
Oh, see, when it,
that's the problem.
See?
That's what sucks.
That's the thing.
Because when me and my brother used to fight, like, okay, only one of us gets the name Indiana. Like, we wanted to name our boy Indiana after, obviously, the greatest fictional character of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Indiana Jones.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. You wouldn't because you're too young, and I still can't believe you've never seen any of the Indiana Jones movies because they're brilliant.
I have been on the ride, and it is my favorite ride at Disneyland.
That means nothing to me.
I looked into those eyes. I looked into them. I wasn't afraid.
No.
Crystal says on Facebook, first off, I read that.
You read, yeah.
What?
Yeah. She did that twice, maybe?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Thebes says, does Octomom have a punch card for Groupon? Buy 7, get the 8th free?
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, baby names, it's tough. I wanted to name a son Indiana. But then, you know, we decided, hey, we're done. We got a dog instead, and my dog's name, Indiana Jones.
And now do you hate everything?
And now I'm frustrated because I'm like, no, come on. Why? And we're having a boy.
You could be like Beyonce, name it like a color.
What?
Blue?
No.
Indy?
I'm not naming it a color. Besides,
Azul?
If we named it a color, it'd be Indigo.
Indigo, that's a girl name. And I know at least.
Indy. Indigo. Indy. Call him Indy.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah,
orange,
not going to happen. But, you know, in the movie, you don't know because you've never seen it. The dog's name was Indiana.
Whoa, spoiler alert. Are you kidding me? Hello?
You don't even learn that till the third movie. I just ruined it for you.
I don't even have to see them anymore. Thank you.
Yes, you
it
do.
It is over.
We're going to have movie night at our house, and you and Kelly have to come over. I'm going to make you watch, like, 7 movies in a row.
To start at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
But, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an all-day event. 7 different features. My boys are going to love it.
They're gonna be so happy.
So yeah, I'm telling you, there's a list of movies you have to see.
Okay,
but it really is. It's tough, you know. A few people on Facebook commenting about having babies, expecting. This is our third.
This is hard.
It's like names.
You could go with like a process. Like my sister went for all Bible names. Which was cool.
Yeah.
But you have J-K-L-M-N. You have that's evenly spaced out.
Luke. They're strong, like, one-syllable names.
Nuke is the next one.
Nuke.
Nark.
Nark.
Nuke.
Thebes texted in and said Mick.
Mick. Ooh, Jagger.
That's my
Jagger.
My brother-in-law's name.
Really?
Mick.
That's cool.
Well, his name's Mickey, but I call him Mick.
Yeah. Is Mick Jagger's real name Mickey?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but he definitely has the moves.
My son actually—that's funny because we could say that he has the moves like Jagger. Because when we went in for the ultrasound, it took 79 minutes to find out what we were having because she kept like, "Hey," and he kept moving, and he was like, and he wouldn't stop like wiggling and just like doing this baby dance. And I'm like, "What is happening?" So maybe it would make sense. We could just name him Mick because he's got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah,
he really does.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
79 minutes? I'd be so angry. Be like, forget it. We'll just figure out next time. Forget it.
Jack, Luke, and Mick. Not going to happen.
No.
It just doesn't.
Nick.
No.
Nick.
Nope. Not going to happen.
I don't know.
Yeah. See? And now, welcome to the world of naming a baby. It's not as easy as you think. So, for $1,000 to Groupon, I'm starting to think it's a good idea.
Apparently, it is a good idea.
Actually, not.
No.
I would never do that. 505-338-3700, the phone number, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hello, welcome to Static.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hello. I thought I'd just give you a little piece of information.
Okay.
When my daughter was pregnant, my son that's a year and a little bit older than her decided that her baby's name should be Eastwood Wayne.
Ooh, that's kind of the coolest after Clint Eastwood and John Wayne, maybe?
That was exactly.
Coolest cowboy name in the universe?
Wow.
So, I mean, it wasn't a joke. He was dead serious.
Eastwood Wayne, yeah.
Eastwood Wayne.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
There were fights over this.
Dude, when our second boy, for the longest time, his name was going to be Remington Cash. It was like, this is the coolest cowboy name in the universe.
I actually it has to like happen.
I know. Cool. Thank you. I know. turned out Luke Remington was the case.
Still very
cool. Still very cool. But yeah.
I just thought I'd let you in on that one.
I love it. Eastwood Wayne. That's good.
Eastwood Wayne.
Eastwood Wayne.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
He's having a baby now, so his sister's getting back to him.
Oh, Eastwood Wayne. That's good.
Little Eastwood.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Bieber Timberlake. Bieber Timberlake.
That's horrible.
That's the name. That's actually the name Michelle really wants for her son.
Oh, my gosh,
Bieber
no.
Timberlake.
Can you imagine? No.
Bransford.
No.
No.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, bye. That's amazing.
Oh, my
gosh. Why not?
See, that's a weird last name. Both of those last names are very weird.
I got the worst look in the universe because I was like, I've got the name. I've got the name. Clark Kent Jeter. No?
That deserves a look.
I got the look from that one, and she said, absolutely not. I'm like, Clark, it fits. Jack, Luke, Clark.
Yeah,
come on,
J-K-L-K.
Clark Kent.
Elk.
Clark Kent Jeter. No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to fight to the death for Brody.
You've already called your wife. What do you think about Brody? She's like, no.
First of all, yeah.
It
just so happens that my best friend named a dog Brody back in the day. So I had to text him and say, dude, thanks for naming your dog the coolest name in the universe, but nobody remembers that.
It's
and
like,
so
me,
I just I got the blessing from my best friend.
Good, good. And he says it's cool?
Yeah. Not only is it cool, it's the absolute best name in the universe.
Jack, Luke,
it's
and Brody.
Brody. Jack, Luke, and Brody.
I love it. I'm sorry, Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I love
it. To be continued. It's going to happen.
To be continued.
Little
just like
Brody Jeter. Yeah, that's right. Until next time, see you then. Except we're not really going anywhere.
No.
We still have an hour and a half of show, so we're kind of stuck here. Coming up, though, I want to talk about something. According to a new survey, you can judge a person. 90% of a person's attributes based on this one thing.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what that one thing is coming up. Right now, it's the brand newest of newest from Project 86, Static Radio. It's called Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
That's right.
That's us.
Yeah. Talking about
terrible
baby
names.
Awful names? Really terrible names? Well, I don't know.
Clembo.
If you're just joining us, Groupon has a new deal of the day. Right now, they are offering you to pay them $1,000 to name your baby. And it's pretty awful.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, you can chime in on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let's go to the phones. Hello, welcome to Static.
What in the world are we talking about?
Hey, buddy.
No.
What's up, brother, sister?
Dude.
Yeah.
Just talking about Groupon and trying to charge people $1,000 to name your baby for you?
Really?
Yeah, that's the latest deal of the day.
It isn't a joke.
So what if the name was just horrendous?
Like Clembo?
But see, what if somebody out there listening is named Clembo? Now I'm feeling bad.
Right. Well, see, here's the thing. I'll say this. My pastor.
Agnes.
Pastor Randy. You know him well.
I do.
He is dead set, and he's serious, because they almost named their son this and didn't, and they've always wanted this, and I'm not being funny.
Oh, man, I don't even know if I'm ready for this.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Angus.
Oh!
Angus.
See, that's, but the, that makes sense to me because he's kind of like that Viking Norseman type of. I have no idea.
You get made fun of for multiple things.
I seriously just got the text from him that said, no, it needs to be Angus.
No, it doesn't.
Does he not understand what this title is going to be made fun of?
Everybody in school is going to call him black, and that will be the standard, the norm. Black Angus.
Black so, yeah, Angus.
That, no. Don't do that. Yeah. I think I heard you say something. What about Carter?
Carter.
I know a few Carters. I've never heard.
Yeah. I don't know. Carter.
Yeah. But I like Brody, dude. I heard you say that name and that name.
See, and you're Orange County, like West Coast, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's the surfer, like that's the name.
Dude, Brody.
Brody.
Brody Jeter.
I can't believe I'm about to admit this, but I really, really used to love watching The O.C.
Oh, wow.
Adam Fail. Brody was
And you just killed it. That's good. Thank you for helping kill it. One person at a time. Thank you.
It is definitely a Southern California style deal, dude. And so it just floats right off, doesn't it?
Yeah, Brody. It really does.
Brody Jeter.
Little Brody.
That's super solid.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right,
I love you guys, man.
Love you too.
Later, guys.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about baby names and Groupon, at least trying to charge people $1,000 to name your baby for you. To take some of the pressure off trying to name your own kid.
Yes.
There's some pressure. I'll admit that.
A little.
It's kind of difficult.
And it matters. The name matters.
It definitely matters. They kind of have it for the rest of their life.
Yes.
You could set them up for success or failure based upon the name.
And that's survey. That's a survey that says that.
Survey says, ding. Yeah. For real. Static, hello.
Hey, Steve, you should name your kid James Tiberius.
Wow.
Only Star Trek nerds totally understand what you're saying right
Tiberius now. Tiberius is a name.
Tiberius is James T. Kirk's name.
Really?
Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
I get it.
Yeah, I totally. Yes. Yes. But I'm more of a Wars than Trek fan.
No, man. Wars is the way to go.
Yeah, dude, for real. That is why my second son is named Luke. Because the first thing I said to him was, Luke, I am your father.
And then all the doctors around shrugged and rolled their eyes.
So, anyway, yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Nick says on Facebook that he liked when I said Nick in your response. Nick says, Nicks are always the cool guy. Steve-O, were you wronged by a Nick? I apologize on behalf of all the Nicks.
No, because Nick is a shortened name for Nicholas, and I don't want to name my kid Nicholas. You know what I'm saying?
Does it have to be short?
It does. It really does.
Nicholas?
Yeah, man.
I've seen some weird, like, spelled Nicholas.
That's why Luke, you know, we call him Luke, but his name is Lukenfold. That's his original name, which is Swedish for awesome shoes. I don't know if you knew that. Lukenfold. Lukenflog. Yeah. So that's how you really say it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's how we do, you know. So I want to make sure that I'm just kidding. So I guess I gotta do this. Some breaking news. The boss just came in studio.
And this is what the actual breaking news is. Breaking news! You've never had Nutella!
Breaking news! I've never even heard of Nutella till this year.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what Nutella is.
Kobe Bryant's favorite snack! Are you for real?
Wait, what?
That's what I found. Kobe Bryant used to be like the guy that was on the Nutella box.
Are you serious?
And he's like, my favorite snack. And he just put it on some bread and it was so good.
It sounds
good.
Gross, man. Hazelnut spread with skim milk and cocoa. Now, let me be completely honest. I'm not a chocolate dude.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not a fan of the chocolate.
It's hazelnut.
Okay.
And it does taste like chocolate, so whatever.
So our boss, Joan, she came back and said, yeah, you've never had Nutella? Apparently I said this sometime before. I don't even remember talking about Nutella, but whoa, this is gross.
No, it's not. Gooey. It's like butter.
I thought it was going to be like hardened like a piece of chocolate.
No, it's spread.
So she brought in this spread for me with no bread or anything. I'm supposed to just suck this down?
No, don't.
Then why did I open
it? Just use your finger.
Gross, dude. Do you know where my fingers have been? I touched this board all day nine people touching the germs all over my hands.
We have Clorox wipes out there.
Yeah.
Okay, just go ahead.
Wait. Did you just say Clorox wipes for like my finger and then dip it in Nutella? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't ever be a parent. Ever, ever, ever.
Yes,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, dude. Paul Gallegos in Houston, man. He's coming up with the names. Akbar Brody Jeter, as in the Admiral.
Set. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Akbar, as in Admiral Akbar.
Oh,
quite possibly. It's a trap. Quite possibly the greatest name in the universe. Akbar. Yeah.
Akbar.
Come on. And call him. Ack for short.
Or just bar?
No, Akbar. Akbar is actually really cool.
You are not saying that right now. That name just grew on you.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
It could be Akbar.
It cannot. Text your wife right now and she will say no.
Yeah, no. I'm still trying to convince her that Brody's the way to go. I just texted her and said, seriously, Brody is the coolest name in the universe. And she texted back, ... said no one ever. So, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a duel for this one.
Said no one ever.
Yep. So.
And moving on.
I'm telling you.
You're about to try this Nutella.
Paul Gallegos. He's got it. Akbar Brody Jeter. Down goes the Nutella. I'm just going to.
Go for it. I'm recording you. Why are you drinking it? You're so weird.
That's pretty good.
I thought so.
Okay.
I thought so. Okay, good. You liked it.
I mean.
I was hoping that you wouldn't, actually.
It tastes like a melted Reese's peanut butter cup or something.
Yum! Oh, that would be so good.
That's seriously exactly what it tastes like.
Peanut butter and
Okay. Peanut
butter and Nutella sandwiches.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
Nutella's good.
All right.
I can't believe you've never had Nutella.
Whoops, wrong one. That's what I was going to do. Hit the Tetris scene. Apparently, I really want to play video games right now. Yeah. There you have it. Tried Nutella. Naming my kid?
Today's a good day.
All in a day's work?
Woo!
Coming right back, I promise, we're going to talk about this new survey.
Oh, yeah.
That says you can judge 90% of a stranger's personal characteristics just by looking at this one thing. We'll talk about what that one thing is and continue to convince my wife that Brody is the greatest name in the galaxy.
I think it's a great name. I'm sorry.
I totally agree with me.
I am that no one.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta go get some milk or something. That's Nutella. All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
This is
Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah.
That was our jingle.
Yeah.
That was it. This is the first and only song I've ever sang for karaoke.
Really?
Rising up.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to do that.
I'm done. Don't worry. That
cool.
Was it.
Sweet. Good. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. We've been talking about Groupon trying to name your baby.
I got a lot of names for you.
A lot of names for me?
Yeah, Josiah says, how about Lando
Calrissian?
What's that? Jeter.
Why don't, oh, wow.
Calrissian? You were so excited and I knew it immediately. Star Wars.
Lando Calrissian? Played by Billy Dee Williams. We gotta give Han more time.
Okay, so
Lando Calrissian.
I had no idea.
Lando Calrissian.
Who is Lando Calrissian?
Static. I'm not
from Albuquerque. Just
sup, dude? Sup?
Not much. Hey, Steve. Oh, hey, Mitch. How are you?
I'm not good anymore. Not doing well. We're not talking to each other right now.
Yeah, apparently we're not talking to each other.
You guys better not be arguing in there. Hey, you know,
yes,
I know my cousin Monica works there. I know that.
This is true.
Yes, Monica does work here.
Yep.
The best cousin ever.
Wow. I like that.
Great statement.
Well, hey, guys, happy Flag Day, huh?
Oh, is it Flag Day?
Yeah.
All right.
Flag Day.
You're always full of random information. That's awesome.
Exactly. That's why I was my school's tech assistant at Los Ranchos Elementary.
Oh, cool.
Wow, elementary. I forgot that existed.
No, yeah. It's still
going.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Yeah, guys, I got a few.
Never said that.
Let's see, I got more of a problem here. I got my transitional IP, which means they tell me which high school. Now, the only thing it's probably not going to be good is Rio Grande. That's the school that had those schedule problems. You remember that, Steve-O?
No.
You really think about things, don't you?
Yeah.
Volcano Vista, however, is right near my house on Rainbow and Irving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hope you figure that out.
Doctor's checkout tomorrow.
Oh. It's a checkup.
Checkup. Yeah.
Because if it's a doctor's checkout, then you definitely have a lawsuit on your hands.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, later, Matthew.
Bye, Matthew.
Sweet. Just to be clear.
Just to be
it's called a checkup.
Yes.
Not a checkout.
Out.
That's called harassment.
Let's see. Steven says, I hope you get this, and I hope it's spelled correctly. Garish or Thrall?
Thrall, yeah.
What is it?
World of Warcraft.
Oh, my.
I'm a big old nerd.
Get out of here. I will do this alone. Get out of here.
I'm a big old giant nerd. That's right. Welcome to the show where we are judging Steve's nerdiness according to all of the stupid baby names we've gotten. And so far, I'm 100%.
Oh, my.
I kind of am.
Gosh, I cannot believe you knew what that was.
Well, Thrall's a dude. He's kind of an important character in the World of Warcraft.
Really? He's so important that I still don't know who he is.
He's an orc shaman and...
Oh, my gosh. Ma'am!
What can I say, bro? When it comes to, you know, important things, I've got it down.
I understand LOTR.
I've got it. I've got the name. I've got the name. It has just come to me.
Gandalf.
Brodo. And what we'll do is we'll call him Brody as the nickname, but his official name will be Brodo.
Brodo, Bilbo, Jeter.
Yeah. Yeah. Brodo. Yeah.
Oh,
because he's like a bro, but he's like Frodo, but he's like a Brodo.
Brodo Samwise Jeter.
Yeah, I'm thinking, wow, I can't do this. My poor child, he's going to get picked on a lot.
Yeah.
Which is why he needs to have a strong name.
Brody
my mother-in-law,
is kinda cool.
My mother-in-law is dead set on Max.
That's a pretty tough name.
Come on, Max! Max! And I'm like, I heard you the first time. That's the first thing I said. I know 1,000 dogs named Max. Come here, Max!
Yeah, exactly.
Come here, buddy! But then again, there's Mad Max, the road warrior.
Okay,
you have no idea what I'm talking about! You're the worst!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is the... Okay, moving on.
Who is Mad Max?
I just squealed! I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Who is that?
That would be Mel Gibson. In, the Road Warrior?
In what movie?
It's a film.
The Road Warrior? That's what the film's called?
Help me, Obi-Wan. You are my only hope. Sorry.
I say that at times
when I'm in despair.
But you know what's confusing about that name?
Kidding.
You know.
What's confusing about Max?
No, about Obi-Wan.
Oh, Obi-Wan.
Is it spelled like Obi-Wan?
Right.
It's why is it say, why you say one? It's Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I know, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Help me, Obi-Wan. W-A-N. I got that.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm just so, I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Everything that's
your
going
name
on right
is
now.
Spelled Mitchell. All right.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. That's Mitchell.
Yeah, pretty much, but it's Michelle. Where's the sh? Just saying. Static.
Hey.
So
I cannot believe what I'm hearing this morning.
What?
She does not know who Mad Max is.
She doesn't know Mad Max or Lando Calrissian or
Millennium Falcon?
I'm telling you, man.
I'm a girl, and I don't understand.
No, wait. That's not an excuse. The whole girl thing?
Yeah.
No.
You can take this up with my mother.
Yeah.
The whole issue is there are certain things that are canon in communication in society today.
Oh, my gosh.
Cannon. Yes, I used it. Cannon.
Oh, how did this turn on me? How did this turn on me?
Because, okay.
Is it really my fault that I don't know who these people are?
If you walk in a store and you say, hey, what's up, Han? And then somebody's going to repeat back, what's up, Luke? You're going to hear that. I tell you, test it out and you'll
happen.
Find it.
It'll happen. Not to bum you out even further, but she's also never seen a single Indiana Jones film. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna go hide in a corner right now. This is ridiculous. And this is your fault. This is now your fault because I still haven't been over to your house to have a movie date.
I know. We keep talking about that.
This is why
it's sad because my wife has said she's a girl who said no, this is unacceptable. We need to have a movie marathon day and watch like Indiana Jones. We need to watch The Road Warrior. We need to watch Star Wars.
I haven't rented any of these movies because I know that I'll get so much more out of it by you and Chrissy pausing it and be like, okay, do you understand this? And then you guys will give me background description.
So
if you go and watch one of these movies, you will be like, what in the world was I waiting for?
Yeah, truth.
Okay.
Truth. Because they're all like 80s flicks. Tell me you at least saw Goonies.
Yes, I own that movie.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
One for 10. E.T.? E.T.?
Yeah, I've seen E.T.
E.T.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Reese's Pieces? Okay.
What?
Reese's Pieces.
I don't remember that part.
Okay, sweet.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, oh, there you go. All right, good on you. Thanks for the call, man.
I really love you guys. God bless.
God bless you too, man.
Thank you. Even though you hate me.
He doesn't hate you. He's sad for your existence.
It's the same thing. Oh, my gosh.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes.
I don't know. You know, we keep talking about this story as if we're actually going to talk about it, and then we get off on nerd tangents.
9:03 a.m. So, we promise to talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. You can judge a person 90% of a stranger's personal characteristics just by looking at this. What is it? We'll talk about that, I promise, right after some YouTube. We got some Linkin Park on the way as well. Static Radio. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And it's almost
9:15
time.
Now. Oh, hey, we got to do that. Yes. Speaking of 9:15, that'd be a perfect time to hit this button.
It looks like the whatever was going on police activity is cleared up on Indiana.
Yay.
Indiana Indian School.
Okay.
Wow, Indian School at Tramway, so you could, I guess, go there now. There is still road construction. Right lane closed at Eubank between Central and I-40. There's stuff going on. Double right lane closure at Academy East at Eubank. So, you know, be careful there. Once again, landscaping and irrigation.
Sweet.
Don't go there. Manal Boulevard, Wyoming and Eubank. So, careful there. Lots of stuff going on. There's just construction everywhere. A road construction right lane closed. Second Street between Manal and Kendall area. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Hey, and a quick reminder, local businesses, if you would like to sponsor Static Radio in any way, including sponsoring traffic, it's easy. You can do so by calling 344-9146. That's 344-9146. And partner with Static Radio.
Ask for Darren.
There it is. Good. Good, good, good. Welcome to the big show, and we've been talking about baby names and Groupon trying to name your baby. I'm going to switch gears on us. I read this article that was very, very interesting to me. Researchers at the University of Kansas found that people were able to correctly judge a stranger's age, gender, income, political affiliation, emotional, and other important personality traits just by looking at the person's shoes.
Shoes. You know, they say that shoes do make the entire outfit.
Who says that? Who really says that?
Everyone.
They say that. According to this, researchers found that people were able to correctly judge a stranger's age, their gender, all of these things, important personality traits, just by looking at their shoes. In fact, lead researcher Omri Gillith found that by examining the style, cost, color of condition of the shoes, participants were able to guess about 90% of the owner's personal characteristics.
90%.
90%. This consisted of 63 students who looked at photographs showing 208 different pairs of shoes that belonged to volunteers in the experiment.
I can understand the gender part.
Well, yeah. I feel like that'd be easy.
Yeah.
Researchers had asked each volunteer to fill out a personality questionnaire and to provide their most frequently worn shoes for the experiment. And, the 63 observers were then asked to look at each pair and guess the gender, age, social status, and different personality traits of the owner of said shoes. Like whether they were an extrovert, an introvert, liberal or conservative type thing. And, 90% came back accurate. Just based on your shoes.
Wow.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What do you think? Hello.
It's Matt from Albuquerque commenting on shoes, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know what? At my school, for some reason this year, we did a survey on favorite brands, and the brand Vans took the top place with 47%.
No way.
Yeah, and actually, I own a pair myself. I just got some this last year.
It's like skater shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They'll sell them just that. People complain they don't fit right. You have to go into the store and try them.
Good. That is the word of wisdom for today.
That's
Thank
the
you.
Word of the wisdom for today. Thank you, Matthew. Because it's true.
You have to go
it's
into
true.
The store. And-
I got two pairs of shoes this last weekend. Yeah, but what would these shoes say to you?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I like them, but they do. Okay, they're a little bit more trendy.
Okay, what's my age?
I know your real age. Dang, but that's.
What do these shoes age? What do they say?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
G-Pa.
Well, you're a jerk. Okay. Second, gender.
Boy.
Okay.
Male.
Income?
Income. Oh, you know.
Well, if I'm a grandpa, apparently I'm retired and living
Social
off of...
Social Security. Yeah. No, that does... I don't know, because they look like fairly expensive shoes. They do, because that kind of... It's kind of like moccasin... But they have shoelaces, and you could probably skate
What's my
in
political
them.
Affiliation? You don't know that?
Republican.
Really? Based on these shoes, I'm a Republican?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're too nice.
What about, let's see, what else? They went through a laudable things. Am I an extrovert or an introvert?
Introvert.
Really?
That would be an introvert shoe.
Wow. Okay. What's the degree of my emotional stability?
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what the question is.
Like, are you emotionally, like, what's
Am I stable? Or do I freak out and cry over everything and act like an idiot?
There's no bitterness. I'd say that you're emotionally stable with those shoes on.
Sweet, thanks. My agreeableness.
Yeah, it looks like you're pretty laid back.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I open? My openness? Come on, it's
yeah,
my shoes.
Yeah, it's your shoes, yeah.
This is weird, right?
Yeah, I'm just
Yeah,
like,
this is what
you're
happened.
You're literally holding out your foot right now.
I know, I'm like, my calf is starting to hurt.
The whole thing that throws me off are those socks.
You know what? What do you... They're like white socks. They're little sports socks.
That's the thing. They're white socks. I hate white socks.
But I'm wearing jeans. What am I supposed to wear?
I hate white socks.
They're white socks.
I hate white socks so
Why?
Much.
Why?
Because there's so many other cooler socks out there.
Uh-huh.
And you could buy cool socks to wear with those shoes.
Okay.
And I would see them. Because look, I'm looking at your socks. That's all I see about you right now are those socks.
And it shows my comfortness because I'm comfortable. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm laid back and chill. And I don't need to wear some crazy Argyle socks to be comfortable.
Okay.
Right?
Whatever.
It doesn't have to be Argyle. I have no idea. Yeah. Researchers found that observers did well in guessing characteristics of the volunteers in almost all categories. You got my age wrong.
I know.
I would say. And I'm an extrovert, I think.
But that's the thing. This is honestly the quote-unquote in thing right now. Is that people like...
So you're saying I'm trendy?
People like wearing cardigans. They have these cool shoes.
I don't wear cardigans.
You're not there yet.
All right.
Yet.
So, concluded that people wear shoes that reveal their personality, whether they intend to or not. Now, these are brand new shoes. I just got them this last week. Before that, I was wearing Green Lantern Cons.
That, seriously? That took like... 50 years off your age.
Really?
Yeah.
50 years, huh?
50, so
now
you're about
I'm
70.
Old. Wow. Apparently, expensive shoes belong to high earners. Flashy and colorful footwear belong to extroverts. Okay.
Yeah.
So, see?
But that was something shoes. That, like, you really, you loved those shoes, right?
Shoes that were not new but appeared to be spotless belonged to conscientious types.
What do you, okay, what do my shoes say about me?
You're a chick.
Okay.
You're 12. I don't care. I don't know. 12? I'm like, I don't get, I see, I'm a dude. So it's like political affiliation. I don't know. I'm trying to think of all these other things that they said. Yeah. Yeah. Extrovert or introvert?
Middle.
Yeah. Extrovert.
Okay.
Cause you're showing your foot off.
Well, that's
because you're not wearing.
I'm wearing flats.
Socks?
That's my go. Those are my go-to shoes.
Ah,
flats.
Okay. Emotional stability. Yeah, cool. You're showing your cankles off, and so obviously you feel like you're totally cool with yourself and comfortable in your own like cankleness because you're rocking them like a champion.
Do I have cankles?
Let's see. What? Else? I'm just kidding.
I'm waiting for someone to call in right now.
505-338-3700, the phone number. According to this new study, you can accurately judge a person just by looking at their shoes. They say shoes convey a thin but useful slice of information about the wearers. Shoes serve a practical purpose and also serve a nonverbal cue with symbolic messages. People tend to pay attention to the shoes they and others wear. I don't know, man. What do you? So what? Question? What do your shoes say about you?
Sure.
All right. I don't know. I'm, yeah.
I don't, the thing is, I recently just started realizing that shoes make a difference.
Right.
I'm recently starting to realize this.
They really
do? And so I used to just wear my Chucks all the time.
Hey,
all the time.
Too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I've worn Chucks
week.
For the last like decade.
Yeah. But as you pointed out,
yeah.
You wear them, they smell disgusting.
Yeah, they're bad, dude. They stink.
Yeah, they're bad and they get dirty easily.
They get dirty easy and they wear out quick.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What up?
I had a question about the shoe thing. What if you're someone who like hates buying shoes?
Dude.
Then you like they don't
hate
wear
it
shoes?
With the past.
I agree,
with the
man. I'll wear the same shoe until like you can see my toes hanging out of them.
Ew.
Like
exactly.
Seriously. So I'm not a fan. This weekend I just happened to walk into a skate shop that was having like a ridiculous sale. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw down $50, grab a few pair of shoes.
What did the guy at the register say?
It was hilarious. Bro, good job, man. It's like you're buying multiple shoes, so you're not wearing out like a $50 pair. You're wearing out like two pairs, so that's like $25. Like, wow. Thanks,
I just,
bro.
I don't know. With me, if I find a pair of shoes, I stick with them, you know?
Right. See, that's I've always worn cons. Yeah.
And I don't think that would say much about a person sometimes because, I mean, you can be super rich and just have one pair of shoes, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it shows that you're conscientious about your money.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or
yeah,
you're,
maybe.
Or does it show a lack of conscientiousness because the shoes apparently make the outfit and your outfit is bad because the shoes are old and I have no idea. You're asking the wrong dude. I'm so not like a... I usually get the like, really? You're going to wear that shirt? You're going to wear, in fact, Mitch, you usually point it out like, you know that blue and that black and green and brown doesn't really.
No, it was that okay. Day you walked in wearing a towel.
I wasn't
on your
wearing
shirt.
A towel. Wow.
It was bad. It was bad.
It's called terry cloth, all right?
No, it looked like a towel and it had a terrible collar that was like sticking up. It was awful.
Thank you so much.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
All right, cool, guys.
All right, man.
And it had a bleach stain.
You know what, woman? I don't have to hear this from you, all right? I get this enough at home.
When she got home, was she like, what are you wearing?
She was so thankful to you because I immediately took it off and said, give it away. It's done. Like, it went into the pile of let's donate this.
Not only was it like a towel with a bleach stain on the back that you didn't know about, it didn't even fit right. It was like,
wow.
It was like a short pillowcase.
Okay. Well, right.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. You know what? I think you're right. You can judge 90% of a stranger's characteristics just by looking at their shoes because you're an uptight jerk face. That's what these shoes say about you.
I'm not an uptight jerk
face. That's all I'm thinking about you right now.
I think you have a tad bit of bitterness right now. I think you're just bitter and you're just upset. You're just upset that I'm right.
Whatever. I will say you were right about that because I totally got rid of the shirt after that because I was like, all right, thanks for telling me. I handled it like a man.
But I like those shoes, just so you
thanks,
know.
Bro.
Like
thanks.
Every single time you wear them, you're like, ah, stupid, look at you. Yeah.
Paul in Houston says the shoes thing explains a lot about clowns, especially their political affiliations and emotional stability. Same goes for bowlers.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. At least according to researchers at the University of Kansas, they found that people were able to correctly judge a stranger's age, gender, income, political affiliation, emotional, and other important personality traits just by looking at the person's shoes. Mm. We're judgers.
Judgers
always according judging. To their shoes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Brand new POD. Song called Lost and Forever. Static. Welcome back.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right. Flatfoot 56. I believe it.
I believe in a thing called love.
That's nice. Oh. I like that. The darkness.
Yeah.
That... Yeah, 9:34. Don't know where I was going with what I was about to say. So I'm going to say this instead. We're talking about a survey that says someone can judge you, because they're judgers, by looking at your shoes with 90% accuracy. People are apparently secretly judging you by the shoes you wear, is what this says.
Yeah.
And they're judging you accurately. A new study out of the University of Kansas found that people could guess someone's age, gender, political beliefs, income, major personality traits with 90% accuracy just by looking at the shoes.
I think that is pretty fair to say.
I think that tells me I need to start caring more about the shoes I purchase. Because,
well, you just purchased some cool
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't put thought into it. Like, I wonder if people are going to think I'm an explorer in old America.
Well, then are you just trying to be...
Because they're like moccasins, you know?
I like them. Are you just trying to be a people pleaser then?
Ooh.
Mm.
Well, according to this study, they said that some will purposely choose shoes, a small percentage, against their personality traits to throw people off, in a sense. Like,
so if I came in wearing like 7-inch heels and platforms, because that's not me.
Right.
What would you think? But I'd be wearing the same outfit. I'd be still wearing like just like pants and a shirt.
It's
like
Christian
usual.
Christian radio. I can't respond.
Which is so funny because
no for battle. I have no comment. I'm just kidding. For 7-inch heels, really?
Yeah, for Battle
what
of the Bands.
What purpose do those serve? Seriously.
I don't know.
For
Battle of the Bands, Adrian and I set up. We got done setting up pretty early. Like, it took us like 2 hours to set up, and I guess she projected like a good 3.5 hours
yeah.
for us to set up. So we went over next door. We went to the thrifty place
oh,
next
yeah,
door.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, let's go try on shoes.
Jeez.
And I got the... tall issues. I like raised like a good foot off the ground.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I was just wondering. Like,
you bought them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering. No, I was not going to pay $40
See,
for those.
Ugh, that sounds torturous to me as a dude. Like, why would you go to a store and try on stuff and then just not get stuff? You literally went over
really
there to
want it.
Then why would you waste your time in a store trying stuff on if you know you're never really going to purchase it?
Wouldn't that be funny if I walked into work with those on? I'd be
but you're not
literally
going
I'd be taller
to.
Than you.
Because you went in there with the understanding that you knew you weren't going to buy anything. You were just wasting time trying clothes
you
on.
You don't have a sense of humor. Because that is hilarious.
Okay. I'm a dude. I guess we don't do stuff like that. I couldn't fathom like calling up Joey and being like, hey man, I got a couple hours to kill. You close to the mall? Yeah, dude, let's go meet up and try on clothes together.
And that wasn't the last time I've done that since then. I went to Target with my other friend and
wow.
me and tried on stuff that we'd never wear. And it was just, it's really funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
But not shoes.
Yeah, this might make you head out during lunch and spend real money on a nice pair of shoes at this point. But apparently people are secretly judging you according to the shoes you wear. And not only that, they're judging accurately. A new study out of the University of Kansas found that people could guess someone's age, gender, income, political beliefs, and personality traits with 90% accuracy just by looking at the shoes. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, apparently people tended to correctly associate expensive shoes with wealthier people, flashy and colorful shoes with extroverts and younger people.
Yes.
Shoes that looked old but taken care of, they associated with responsible people, right?
Right.
Less obvious connections. People with practical shoes tended to be more agreeable. I don't know. People wearing boots, more aggressive. People in shoes that looked uncomfortable were generally calmer.
Hmm.
I don't know. The researchers say this shows you should probably give some thought to your shoes because, quote, they serve a practical purpose, yes, but they also serve as nonverbal cues with symbolic messages about who you are. So, there it is. 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Anthony Nappy.
What up, Nappy?
Oh, not much. First off, I wondered if she had 7-inch heels because I've never even seen 7-inch heels.
Dude, that's crazy, right?
No, they had a bit of a heel on the front part too. Like it was like
a like platform. The stripper heels. Okay.
That's what he couldn't say.
Someone else said that.
So they're like wedgies with a big heel.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they were at the thrift store right next to the Lobo Theater.
So I wasn't denying that.
Yeah, I've always thought you could judge a person by what kind of shoes they wear, but I have like so many pairs of shoes.
Really?
Yeah, I have work shoes, I have dress shoes, I have casual shoes, I have, you know, I mean, you gotta have a lot of shoes.
That really throws me off, man, because you sound so like laid back and chill.
Whatever,
and I'm rocking my flip flops, bro, and you can't judge me, bro.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, what if you feel like a rocker that day? You want to wear your cowboy boots and your holy jeans, or you know, what if you want to wear some slacks and shiny shoes that day?
See, I guess I've never. I have like a pair of shoes. I rock one pair of shoes
for a very long time.
For a really long time. And then when those are worn out, I'll buy a new pair. I don't have like.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Do you want to go shopping later?
No.
We'll go try on shoes.
No. Yeah. Right on, Naps. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too, man. Love that dude. Anthony Nappy. Well, so I guess it's different. Oh, no way. Adri actually took a picture of the shoes. That we're just going to have to, like, post on Facebook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should I post it?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Get on in here. This is amazing. Adri, midday.
Hey.
Midday host. What's up? You guys went to the shoe store together.
We did. Well, we
try on shoes.
No,
okay, what are you wearing?
It wasn't
shoes.
A try on. It was.
Okay, what do her shoes say about her?
Let's see. She's sporty.
Yeah, definitely Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
When they're like pretty roughed up, so obviously you...
A hard worker,
you get dirty. I guess this is kind of accurate, huh?
Yeah.
Because you're like super Sporty Spice. This is totally you.
Yeah.
Those shoes are you.
Thanks.
Exactly.
What we needed to do was...
But they're cute.
What we should have done is taken photos of all of our shoes and posted them to see if people could correctly identify. Yeah, that would have been...
Well, we still could.
Yeah, we still can. We totally
I gotta get these posted. Yeah, Michelle and I went down there on Friday before the Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands.
These. I was like, look at these. And I took a picture.
Dude.
They are... Stupid funny.
They are, but I like the
They're
shine
really
of
tall,
them.
Dude. No. They look like mermaid shoes. Like, seriously, they look like somebody.
They do.
Yeah. Like, you know, you've got your crocodile shoes, and like, these are made of Australian leather.
I forgot.
Oh, how many mermaids died to make those shoes?
17.
17 mermaids.
I forgot that you took a picture of that.
Yeah.
That nicely is so done. Cool.
According to a study, you can judge someone with 90% accuracy based upon the shoes. So, apparently, we need to get better shoes.
I guess. I don't know. Just stop judging people.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. Show's almost done. It's already 9:42, which is crazy.
We'll post a picture of these shoes that we tried on.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
Nice. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll be right back.
Static Radio would like.
50.
We could just listen to this the entire time.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, welcoming in Adri.
Hello.
We're doing the tag, you know, like in the WWE or F or whatever. Like
a relay race.
There you go. Here you go, bro.
Handing the baton.
Take it. Take my Nutella as well.
Ooh. Ew. Yeah, I kind of.
Except that's like tongue indentation. So it would have been totally acceptable if that was like my finger.
No.
Okay.
Like the stick, because you know some of them. Come with breadstick things. Yeah,
I've never tried this before.
And
Joan brought this. It's good.
I love it.
It tastes like somebody melted a Reese's peanut butter cup into a little
tray. It's deliciousness.
Tray.
That's what it
is. So, yeah. I'd never had it before. So now I guess I have to check it out. But it's like, oh, sweet. Diabetes in a jar. Awesome.
Healthy.
Can't
diabetes.
Wait. Is it really, though? Is it really? So it's time to say goodbye.
Yes.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
Waterfalls.
Go.
And just thinking of
sprinklers. One,
yeah.
Oh my gosh! My bladder is 100% full right now, and you're trying to make this awful for me. I'm sitting here. Yeah. Can I call you guys from the bathroom?
No, you cannot.
No.
You go get the app that we were talking about earlier this morning. If you missed any part of the show, by the way, mystaticradio.com/mornings. We're gonna go.
I'm doing the potty dance right now.
Well, you're not really. You're just like
it's like
yeah.
it's
in
like
a ball
in the yeah. bathroom.
You're like a
Lord
human
of the Rings
pretzel
would
right
end.
Now.
I'm like literally like sweating because I have to pee.
Oh,
watching the end of the movie, like, is this the end? No. Is it? Oh, is this the end?
Oh, they
no.
got married. I'm so happy.
Oh,
I'm so happy that I'm crying.
So that's it for us. We're on out. Adri, she's already here.
I am. I'm
yeah.
here. So it's.
Yeah, if you
easy
missed
transition.
Missed part of the morning show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can podcast us. We're out, and we leave you with some Tall Heart.
Michelle's running out of the studio.
Just go.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Run.
Yeah. Tall Heart for you now. Static Radio.